And she was again a force, like it so often appears in Eric life. You know? Mm-hmm. That make very simple things that for others go very smoothly become awfully complicated. Now, the complications were partly in Eric's nature too. Because he said, when I will marry you, I have first to try to get rid of my obsessive love for my family. I have to live alone. And so he rented, about 4 weeks before he went to my father, he rented a room and tried to live by himself. And it went quite well. Mm-hmm, but yes. It was a very, a deep experience for him, which I could not even understand. Yeah. Because I was 24 years old, which seems perhaps in America very old, but I was an only child and so protected, and think that I was less than 18 years old in my outlook in life, yeah. And so very, very naive and childlike. And so I could not understand this at all. But it must have been very, very hard for him and very opened up, very deep springs in his nature. And up there in this room, in these 4 weeks, he composed the children's cycle.
Oh.
And it it is partly because he was so very much in love and was happy because of this, and partly because he was thinking of his own childhood and taking leave of this childhood and being a child himself, mm-hmm. which he had as long as he was with his parents, that he composed that cycle. And I think it is one of the best things he has written. And so this is how this cycle, originated. Now, I have, I think, already mentioned that he went to my father and that my father said no, and that was a very, very traumatic experience again, because he was so shaken already of having lived alone and taking all the strength and courage that it took for him to do that, and now this no just completely, it devastated him. Smashed him to pieces.
I can imagine.
A person like this, his feelings are so really different from us. The everything, when the weather was bad, it was already a catastrophe. When the heat was on, everything was taken not like we do normally life, mm-hmm. but was,
magnified.
In German we say Himmelhoch jaucht und zu Tode betrübt. He was either very, very up or very, very down.
And
it didn't take much. So this blow of having to take this no just completely upset him. So he immediately left the room and went back to his parents. And when I called, he wouldn't come to the phone, and his family didn't want to let me speak to him, mm-hmm. which again, like his mother had closed the piano and burned his compositions, yes. in order to do good for him, because he was probably acting very crazily, and so again he must have acted pretty crazy, mm-hmm. and so they thought to do the right thing. But I don't think it really was the right thing.
No.
But they didn't let me talk to him, and he didn't want to talk to me. And for 2 months we were separated. And then a good friend of mine, Hilde Spiel, whom you met, and who is a very fine writer.
Yes.
And has quite a name in Austria. She met him on the street,
mm-hmm.
and she of course knew, and she was much more, she was 6 years younger than I, in other words 18 years at that time, but she was about 6 years older than I in experience and an outlook of life, and so she knew exactly what was missing and what had to be done,
mm-hmm.
and she took him and said, come with me, she didn't mention me, and she said, come with me and come to my house. And he went with her. This was a